This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So we were just talking about the Four Nations Championship with USA and Canada. And out of it, I'm not sure, and I would include even players in this, which sucks to a certain degree, but I think it's just true. I'm not sure anybody's profile through that tournament was lifted higher in these last 10 days than PK Subban.
Yeah, he's now a first take guy.
He is a first take guy. He's the outgoing hockey bro.
Not often the hockey guy gets on first take. That's a very rare thing.
I'm trying to see. There it is. Okay, so PK Subban was on ESPN's first take yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm going to play a clip for you of something he was talking about. And I want you to just listen and fill in the blanks in your mind of who you think he's talking about here, because I think he's making it quite clear, but he refuses to name a name.
We won't name names.
Here was PK Subban yesterday before the Four Nations Championship on First Take.
They got to understand the importance of showing up to the All-Star game and being on the court. And playing banged up sometimes. And playing injured maybe at times. Thank you. And participating. Because here's the thing. Because you're making 100, 200, 300 million, you should be out there banged up. You should be. That's why we pay you, is to max out. We talk about greatness and it being the longevity of somebody's career. I don't care if you play 50 years. I want your best 10. I want you on the court dominating. I want you to go all out. I want Michael Jordan. I want Kobe. That's what I want in every sport. That's the guy that I follow. You're a different version than that. You don't get my respect.
Well, based on the past weekend that we just had and somebody showing up and not playing, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that he's probably talking about LeBron James.
What?
LeBron James!
And citing Michael and Kobe and saying,
"My guy,
like them."
Not my GOAT! He's not my GOAT!
I was texting with somebody, and we'll get to some Blazer stuff in the 7 o'clock hour.
Did he play last night, by the way?
Yeah.
Is he in the game? Oh, he did. Okay.
The 40-year-old, including myself, said, probably not going to play.
He's 40 years old. It's the second of a back-to-back. There's no way he had a good game.
Yeah, could you do me a quick favor?
Yeah, what do you got?
Could you look up Michael Jordan's numbers on a February, on the second of a back-to-back against a garbage-ass team?
When he was 40 years old?
What he scored?
Okay, I'll check that one out.
Because he doesn't care, right?
It's Wizards time, right?
No. LeBron doesn't care at all. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why don't you be like a hockey player and tough it out, you softy?
By the way, Jordan did not play at the age of 40. His last year with the Wizards was 39.
That's right. Could you look
up... After retiring for 3 years for the second time, he came back and had 2 years with the Wizards.
Could you look up Kobe, RIP, by the way?
RIP,
His numbers at
40. When he was 40 years old, I'll
on the second of a back-to-back against a garbage-ass team.
Let me double-check.
At 40 years old, what is number? In February?
See what he did.
Could you look that up for me? Kobe cared.
Kobe made it. No, he did not. He ended at 37. Retired at 37. Make it there. Wow, you know, it's longevity. Who cares about longevity? I want your best 10, Sprague. Give me your best 10.
I actually liked PK Subban, and then I've heard what he's been saying the last 3 days, and I just... maybe it's the monster. You got to feed the beast. Hey, we need the
takes.
That's
definitely what it is, yeah.
Well, but I've watched a lot.
Chris Canty's doing that now, too. They have him go on first take. He says, don't re-sign Micah Parsons. Everybody's like, what? Okay. It's the best defensive player in football, I mean, arguably, over the last 3 or 4 years.
You can blame the beast and the machine. Right. You still have to be willing to go on that be that person if they need that person. It's just, I was texting with somebody yesterday, a friend, and I said, you know, I shouldn't care about some of this stuff. But it is real narrative stuff that has somehow stuck. It's a real thing that people have about LeBron James of he doesn't care. He doesn't work the way Kobe and Mike did. And I roll my eyes at that, one, because I think it's nostalgia. You're just drugging yourself with a needle in your vein of nostalgia of somehow your era of when you cared about basketball
was better.
And I'm texting and I say, I don't know of anything, including the clutch gene stupidness that exists right now in our narrative-based stuff. I don't know if I'll be more upset the fact that throughout most of his career, he never got the he didn't try and put in the work the way Kobe and Mike did, the way that it has been shared about LeBron James. Because, oh, God forbid, he didn't play in the All-Star game this year in the dumbest format that's ever existed. Yeah. By the way, why was Four Nations a thing this year?
Because the NHL All-Star game was terrible.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And they created this, and all most that's of the league right. had a two-week break where they all went to Cabo San Lucas, and these guys, the best players in the league had to go represent
Who was
the
best player to not be at the Four Nations tournament?
I mean, there's a handful of guys. Can Leon Draisaitl, I'll give you
how about dare that? He? Why don't he care more? Gretzky did.
He did.
Lemieux did?
Yeah.
How dare he? Crosby's out there.
He's out there grinding.
Where you at, Draisaitl?
That's right. Get your ass to the Four Nations. Well, his country wasn't involved, but that's not his fault, you know?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dropped 40 points at 40 years old. Yeah, do you have 11 turnovers? Sure. 40 points at 40 on a back-to-back against garbage-ass Portland and cold, rainy Portland, Oregon, USA. But sure, didn't work and doesn't care. Okay. Good take, PK Subban.
It's just funny to me that, look, there's no excusing the action. This weekend was dumb. The whole thing was dumb. The fact that he showed up and didn't play but didn't let him know ahead of time. Like, sure, that's a little ridiculous, and that's kind of some of the vanity stuff that you got to deal with LeBron James so he could be there for the photo op.
I believe
his
Kobe,
20th All-Star.
I believe it was discovered that Kobe also was at an All-Star game and injured.
And didn't play.
And didn't
I'm sure
play.
We all lost our collective minds when that happened.
I bet we did.
The narrative that there hasn't been hard work or effort involved in lasting this long is one of the dumbest things that exists in sports. The guy's 40 years old. We just jokingly gave you the numbers. Kobe made it until he was 37 and his body broke down. That's why he retired. Michael Jordan retired twice, once in the prime of his career to walk away.
Imagine if LeBron would have done that, unexpectedly retired.
Just won my second title with the Heat. I'm done. I'm retiring. What? And then come back a year and a half later, refreshed and energized for another three-peat. And then Jordan retired for three more years. And then he came back at the age, it was last year in Chicago, he's 34, came back and played at the age of 38 and 39. And he was a shell of himself. It was fun. I have a Michael Jordan Wizards jersey.
Sure.
Like, there was a moment he hit the big shot in the All-Star game. Like, there was those little highlights that you had for younger generations that maybe didn't remember all of Jordan's career.
Mm-hmm.
I was appreciative that he did that. But you cannot compare these two things. What this guy's doing at the age of 40 doesn't make sense. This isn't Tom Brady standing in the pocket throwing a football, where you don't have to be that athletic in order to do it. If you would have asked me on the show yesterday, hey, Dirt, is LeBron going to play tonight? I probably would have laughed at you and said there's no chance in hell he's going to play tonight.
I didn't think he was.
The Blazers suck. They just played the Hornets last night. They lost. He played a decent amount of minutes in that loss. Luka's still fat. They're trying to bring him along, so he's not going to play. I think this is one the Lakers are just going to come in and say, here's our white flag. And I was going to go on a whole rant about how terrible I feel for all the fans that bought tickets to the game.
Oh, you got ahead on your rant?
I was ahead on my rant. My rant was all prepared for today. Like, this is what's wrong with your league. These guys don't care. I was ready to be PK Subban, and then his ass showed up, and he dropped 40, and he won the game.
Somebody hit us up on social media yesterday during the show and was like, has LeBron ever played a game in Portland? And I've been at a LeBron game where he literally, to send a message to his team, like, took himself in the second half out as a cab and said,
yeah,
Dion Waiters, Kyrie Irving, you don't want to pass the ball? Okay, go do what you want.
See what you got out there.
Ended up being the turning point in their entire season. They traded Dion Waiters. They went to the finals that year.
They did.
I know that he's had games where he's not played. He also has had some pretty amazing games in Portland.
Remember the one where he dunked on Nurkic? I'll never forget that highlight.
Dude, I saw his first Laker game. His very first Laker game was here in Portland. Nick Stauskas.
That's right. Nick Stauskas beat him. Blazers legend, Nick Stauskas.
One of the greatest back and forths. A dunk, followed by a dunk, followed by another LeBron dunk into a timeout, and the whole building was buzzing like, look how special that was.
This
was
pretty great.
Cool. Yeah. This was way back, I think, in the first 7 years of his career. And this was at a point where, like, runs in the NBA weren't as quick. So a 12-point lead with 2 minutes to go. All right, Blazers got it.
Largely over,
LeBron hit four freaking threes in a row. I will never forget that game in Portland. And then the Cavs go on to win. And I'm just like, what just happened? Like, there is greatness amongst you. Witness it. And as far as this game goes last night, I may not be as high on LeBron off the court as some people are. On the court, I tune in. When he's either in Portland or on national television, you are watching greatness, and you got to make sure that you tune in. It's just one of those things, like a Tom Brady game at the end of his career. Everybody wants to watch whether you like him or not.
I mean, it's just the tough part is, and this isn't a shot at Kobe, because Kobe had a great career.
He did.
Kobe's last three seasons, 6 games, 35 games, 66 games.
He was a shell of himself. He couldn't stay healthy. He had the Achilles injury, and it all unraveled.
That's not his fault. That's not at all. Kobe doesn't work hard. That's why it's a dumb take. That guy is a billionaire. He doesn't financially need a reason to go out there.
He's got championships. He's accomplished everything that you could accomplish in your basketball career.
But because he doesn't grip his jaw or stick his tongue out, we identify him as not as hard a worker, which is,
as if you can make it to the age of 40 and be playing, how many minutes per game is he playing this year? He's playing 35 minutes a game. At the age of 40.
We wish Scoot was
averaging. averaging 25 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists and 8 rebounds a game.
It's just such a bad take from PK Subban to say, like,
when was the last time the Blazers had a player average 25 points, 8 assists, and 9 rebounds?
Never. Maybe.
Because that's what LeBron's doing at the age of 40.
Is it Clyde?
I'm asking, I don't know.
Because I don't think Dame's had 8 and 9.
Not 8 and 9. No, he had a couple years where maybe the assist numbers were there and the points per game
maybe
was there.
B-Roy? Go look at B-Roy.
I highly doubt he got there, but I'll take
a
look.
Not his career averages.
I think he might have to go to, like, Bill Walton.
Jeez. That's just,
And he's 40 years old.
My daughter asked me about basketball player feet. She goes, Dad, I saw a short video. She watches the YouTube shorts, which is basically TikTok. And she said, basketball player feet are messed up. Why is that? And I said, just the mileage. I said, you should look at LeBron's feet. They're disgusting.
They're horrible.
The toes are bent wrong ways. And
watch Kenny Smith walk on TNT.
I told her about it. I said,
when he's going to the Jumbotron.
I said, I saw Tim Hardaway in person when he was an assistant coach. And I remember Tim Hardaway's a great player. Quick, guard that could dribble, pull up. And I said, I saw Tim Hardaway, and his legs looked like they quit life, but Tim Hardaway was still alive.
Clyde Drexler had 1 year in his career where he averaged 8 assists a game. It was in 1986. Yeah. That is it. He had 2 years where he averaged 7 rebounds.
I understand that I'm not in any way in this last 10 minutes going to change any person's mind if they've made it up already. It is... You're just going to have to live with the fact it is a stupid take by PK Subban to suggest that guy doesn't care, given we just watched him do something that he didn't need to do.
Yeah, if we're going to criticize anybody, and this is the funny part about that league for the last 20 years, there's one guy held to a certain standard, and there's another, everybody else is held to a different standard. And I think it's one of the areas that I will push back a lot in. If you're going to criticize somebody going into that game last night or coming out of that game last night, how is it not the young fat ass who's refusing to play on a back-to-back?
His 25-year-old teammate can't play yet. He can't do back-to-backs yet. Yeah.
And maybe that's the one that we... Not the 40-year-old who scored 40 and led his team to a win. Maybe it's the 25-year-old who should be in the prime of his career health-wise, but he can't play a second of a back-to-back because, God forbid, he played last night against the Charlotte Hornets.
And just quickly, it's funny that you brought up that fadeaway jumper for Michael in that final All-Star game of his.
Kevin Garnett ruined that ending. Michael could have won that game if Garnett didn't get fouled on the next possession and they sent it to overtime.
Well, yeah, but nobody talks about, I think it was sometime in the third quarter, where Michael clanked a dunk hard off the back of the rim.
He looked old at that point.
Yeah,
he knew.
Yeah,
because he was old.
But we weren't. See, that's the thing.
That used to be old. That's why this is remarkable.
I was made more sad by that missed dunk and more happy by the shot because we knew this was it.
Yeah,
man.
This is your last chance to watch.
I don't get to watch this dude anymore. And you don't have to like the person off any field or court. I just don't understand these miserable humans.
Yeah.
That get to watch great athletes exist and they're like, nah, he sucks. He's not as good as the other guy. Hey, okay. By the way, here's my favorite stat, and I'll end it here because we're already over it. PK Subban's career ended in 2022. He's 35.
He's a young guy.
Get your candy ass out there and lace him up.